Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu Ijra'i Ahkamin Nasi Ala Al-Zahiri Wa Sarairihim Ila Allah Ta'ala. The chapter on passing judgment on the outward actions of people whilst leaving their internal actions to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Now this is something which is very important in deen, and very often things like this get mixed up. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has made us such that we got both an internal, our inside, and we got an external. Now this gets mixed up in terms of when a person is making effort in this world. A lot of time you see people will make effort on the external. In other words, they'll make effort on their bodies, they'll train, they'll go to gym. They'll make a lot of effort on the external. But when it comes to the internal, we very often forget the internal. That the internal also requires some type of exercise, there's some type of training, there's some type of discipline that is required, like how it is required for the external. Person needs to drink so much water, he needs to diet, he needs to run, he needs to jog, he needs to walk. All these things he needs to do as part of his exercise routine. But like that, Allah Ta'ala has made it such for the internal side also there is exercise that is required. So on one side this is misunderstood. And on another side also, when it comes to the actions of people, sometimes this loose statement is made that don't judge. Don't judge. Who are we to judge? But we see how nicely the Shariat makes it such. It explains to us that there are situations where you judge and how you're supposed to judge, what is Islam requires us as far as judging is concerned, and how nicely it is. We see that the topic that Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought here, chapter on judging a person on the outward actions. In other words, what is Zahir? What is the outward actions? That's what we decide. And that we normally do as far as our business and our dunya is concerned, we do that. But when it comes sometimes to deen, we just make this loose statement that we mustn't judge. Whereas outwardly we're supposed to make a decision, we're supposed to make a call. Otherwise, who do we put as our ustad? Who do we take as our sheikh? Who do we take as our imam? Who do we appoint in charge of our private affairs, in terms of our treasury, etc.? We have to look at the external. Has this person got all the qualities? Is he honest enough? Has he got a level of taqwa outwardly? Can we see that? So if this person demonstrates that, then we are making a judgment call. Somebody is proposing for our daughter. We don't give it to anybody saying that, no, we can't be the judge. Allah is the judge. So whoever comes, we're going to give our daughter. That is foolish. A person has to make a judgment made on Zahir. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah is explaining, and then he'll bring ayat of Quran to show us that we're supposed to act on the Zahir, on the external. What we see is what we pass the judgment upon. And that's how we further our actions. What we're going to do next is what we see from the external. Yes, what's in the heart, that is between that person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have no volition, we have no choice, we don't have x-ray machines. We don't know what is happening between that person, internal side, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is between him or her and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, that is why this topic is brought. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah brought this chapter on passing judgment on the outward actions of people while leaving the hidden actions. In other words, the internal actions, those that are hidden, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Allah ta'ala, فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَخَلُّوا سَبِيلَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says, but if they repent, in other words, they make tawbah, they establish salah, and they give zakah, then let them go their way. Here we see that there are three things mentioned. But if they repent, in other words, if they make tawbah. Now tawbah is something between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make tawbah, and externally also they show that level of regret. Then what they do, they establish salah, they give zakah, then let them go their way. Now we might think there are five pillars of Islam, but here only three are mentioned. Or only two are mentioned and three are left out. The only two that are mentioned is salah and zakah. Ulama explained that these two generally cover the other three also. How, in which angle, from which angle? That if you look at salah, salah is a bodily ibadat. So from amongst the bodily ibadats, salah covers the other bodily ibadats, like a person has to fast. So now that's also a bodily ibadat. Then you got zakat. Zakat is a monetary ibadat. And you look at hajj. Hajj got a mix of monetary and bodily ibadat. So hajj is a mix of monetary and bodily. So everything is covered. This is the beauty of the Quran and the beauty of the words of Allah Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes they just mention a portion, but it covers everything. So today's hadith, عن ابن عمر رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أمرت أن أقاتل الناس حتى يشهدوا أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة فإذا فعلوا ذلك عصموا مني دماءهم وأموالهم إلا بحق الإسلام وحسابهم على الله تعالى. حضرت عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that I have been commanded to fight the people. Rasulullah is saying that I have been commanded to fight the people until they testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. They establish salah and they pay zakah. So here again, these are just mentioned, but all the pillars of Islam are necessary for a person to believe in, for him to be a Muslim. Anyway, they establish salah and they pay zakah. When they do that, they will be protected, their lives and their wealth from me, except if justified by a right of Islam. We explained this, what a right of Islam is, that their lives and their wealth has to be protected now that they are Muslims. What is meant by this is that if there is some right of Islam, in other words, they stole money. Now if they stole money, the hand deserves to be cut off in Islam. So now their body is not protected. Or if they have to give a compensation for some crime that they have done. For example, they have committed murder. Now the family of the murdered party says, okay, we will spare the person's life, but we want blood money, which is known as diyat in Islam. Give us the diyat, so then we will allow him or allow his life to be spared. Now there Islam demands money from that person. So they're either taking money or taking a person's part of his body or even his life. But that is for a right of Islam. Otherwise, no person should be harming anyone else. Or even the state also shouldn't be harming a person without any right of Islam. And then the last part is, and the accountability is left to Allah. وَحِسَابُهُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. This is the part that ties up with this chapter. وَحِسَابُ. As far as the end result is concerned, what was in their heart and what tawbah they made and all, that is between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as far as Islam is concerned, we have to go by the outward. The man did something, he was caught, it was proven that he's guilty. Now the laws of Islam has to take place. Even though he may say that our heart is very clean and our heart is very good, but by the laws of Islam show that we have to go by the outward. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq of understanding. So this is something very, very important. Sometimes people just confuse it. They don't ever judge anybody and we can't be judgmental. Whereas this is part of our deen, that as far as our deen is concerned, for example, we want to learn something. We want to learn hadith, we want to learn Quran, we want to learn something deeni. Now the injunction in deen comes in, فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Look carefully, look closely, profile the person who you're going to take your deen from. Why? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually is the saying of Muhammad bin Sirin rahmatullah alayhi, very, very great tabi. He says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْعِلْمَ دِينٌ. This knowledge that you're getting, this is actually your deen. فَانْظُرُوا عَمَّنْ تَأْخُذُونَ دِينَكُمْ. Be very, very careful who you are taking your deen from. Nowadays what happens, any club comes, anything a person hears on the internet, anything he hears on the radio, sometimes you don't even know who the speaker is. Sometimes a person is a Salafi, sometimes a person is a Shia. So many times you get things that are actually false quotations, but we just read it and we think that it's correct. Therefore we must be very careful. Intelligent person is one who will be careful of what is coming as far as his deen is concerned. He'll be careful as far as his income is concerned. Why? He doesn't want to spoil his income so that his actions and what emanates from his body now are not accepted. And he doesn't want to spoil his aqidah and his yaqeen and his belief also he doesn't want to spoil. Why? Because then acceptance is dependent on a person's belief. So therefore he's very careful what he takes and from whom he takes. Whereas this is actually part of deen, as we can see. Sometimes when we loosely misunderstand it, then we think that this is not part of deen and this is actually a guna to be judgmental. Whereas it's something that we should be doing at the right occasion. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.